what happens when you get a bunch of makers, hackers, coders, geeks in a field with a power supply and some epic Wi-Fi combined, and of course attached to a wonderful fat pipe of internet goodness. Well, you get the electromagnetic field, emfcamp.org, I think it is. And I'm just wandering around from one conversation to another, from one tent to another, from one pedal-powered space station tracking tented bar to another. There is a smell of evening barbecues in the air, trails of lights and very large robotic eyes following you in some places, and musical robots treating you to your own unique tune that you can customise depending on how you move and where you stand in others. I'm just going to give you some of the background sounds at the moment that I'm coming across. As people make, converse, talk theory. There's definitely been some conversations which I haven't been able to grasp. But there's always a friendly person on hand willing to answer my questions. Just had a fascinating conversation with a guy in a tent bristling with amateur radio gear, telling me about how D-Star converters and repeater stations work, which I am personally interested in. Very family oriented in a lot of spaces. I see kids being put to bed at this time of night. Your normal festival tents and your not so normal festival tents, everything seems to be equipped with some kind of electronica. There's a teepee here. I have no idea what's going on inside it, but it has a very nice looking wood-burning stove poking out of the top, and there is a chill in the air tonight, so potentially much needed. I think I've just passed somebody I need to have a chat with, so what I might do is try to grab that individual. It may well be Jonty, the organiser of or at least the go-to person, because I don't know that much about the background of EMF. I should know more. Nevertheless, for me, this is absolute bliss. Many years ago, 2008 to be precise, I think was the first year. Yes, I'm wearing the T-shirt. Geekenbury was an idea that I had, where I just wanted a load of geeks to get together in a field and have some fun, and we did. And we were a kind of a plug-in to an existing private party that was going on, and we brought the solar panels and the geekery and the live stream music in and out of our little corner of this wonderful festival. And I can't help but wonder what would have happened if we kept on going and growing from 2008, 9 and 10, and I think we ceased in 2010, onto other things. And this is... it's so much like what I had in mind if I could dedicate my life to producing a festival based around all things geek and tech and making and collaborating and just experimenting and having fun. Bumped into some people that I sometimes see on the conference circuit, sometimes see in the in internet-y social circles. Tom Watson's here enjoying and participating. He was here, in fact, talking as well. A couple of people from the Open Rights group. You just never know. I'm going to experiment and play and have some more conversations. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, the hashtag is EMF Camp. Check it out.